Today's daf is Bab Basra daf Vav. We left off in daf Hamid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the page. Practically Gemara Ibayilhu. What about the following situation? Tavol la'acharzman va'amr lo paratichu betoksmani mahu. We went through yesterday that there's an idea that there's a chazaka that ein adam paray toksmano. Chazaka that a person does not pay back a loan early. We pointed out that it's not true. Tosus pointed out the Gemara also that it's not true of a stam halva'a. That's only true when one is koveya isman for the halva'a, that there's a chazaka, a person doesn't pay back early, and therefore when you come and you ask a person for money and he says I paid it back early, the halacha is that he's not going to be believed. Right, so now the question the Gemara is dealing with is, what about the following case? What if someone comes a couple of weeks after the loan is due and asks for the money, and then you say, I paid back early? So maybe you should be believed in this case. Why? So the Gemara spells it out. Mahu. If the guy is first tovea me after the zman apira own, and then I claim I paid back early, what's the din? Mi aminan b'makom chazaka aminan ma'li l'shaker, odilma b'makom chazaka lo aminan ma'li l'shaker. Over here, you have two competing principles. The one principle is that chazaka ein adam paray toksmano, I must be lying because I said I paid back early and nobody pays back early. And the other principle is that I have a migo that I could have said I paid back on time. Now it's already 2 weeks after the time. So if I wanted to have a taina, I could have taina that I paid back on time. So maybe you should believe me that I paid back early, migo that I could have said I paid back on time. Right? There's a well-known Rav Elchanan over here at the beginning of Babasa, which applies throughout Shas to all migos. Rav Elchanan discusses the two possibilities of the mechanics of migo. Why does migo work? So the pashup shot, one possibility is that it's a raya that it's a din ne'emanos. It's a raya that he's telling the truth, because if he was going to lie, he would have told a better lie. So it's purely a din ne'emanos that he must be telling the truth, because if he wanted a lie, he would have told a lie that could have gotten him more easily believed. The other possibility, though, is that it's not a din ne'emanos, it's a din koach hataina. That if he has in his back pocket the ability to be believed and get off the hook, so that ne'emanos is going, that ability to be believed is going to transfer over to the taina that he says right now. Even if he doesn't offer that taina right now, but since we know he has in his back pocket that ability to win and to be believed and to have what he says be listened to, so we're going to apply it no matter what he says, even if he doesn't say that taina that he could have said. Nafkamina would be a migo de ha'aza, right? If you have a migo where a person who would take a guy could have said a better taina, but that better taina would have taken a lot of chutzpah for him to say. So migo da aza, if it's a din manus, he must be telling the truth, because if he wanted a lie, he would have told a better lie. Well, not necessarily, because maybe he didn't have the chutzpah to tell the better lie, if it's migo da aza. But if it's a din in the koach hataina, if it's a din in, look, if he has that ability in his back pocket, he's able to pull that out, that ability to be believed, so then it would apply even by a migo da aza, because that ability is still there. Whether he would have done it is irrelevant. Whether he would have the chutzpah to do it is irrelevant. The fact that he has the ability to do it would be enough. So that's what Rav Elchanan discusses in terms of migo. So our Gemara's question, though, is simply migo versus chazaka, which wins? Right? So we know we have a principle, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. What about migo v'chazaka? Migo v'chazaka, migo adif or chazaka adif? If you look at Tosos on the bottom of Hamad Beis, mi aminan b'makom chazaka mali l'shaker olo, hiksha hari bar Mordechai, v'ha chazaka adifa mishtar. He says, wait a second, this chazaka in particular, the chazaka in adam paray toksmano, beats out even a shtar. If you have a shtar and you want to collect from Nichsei Yisomim, you need to take a shvua that the shtar wasn't paid yet, right? And Ubaha Chazaka Gova Blo Shvua, the last Gemara we just did yesterday, said that if you have this chazaka, that the only time the father could have paid back is if he paid back early, you're allowed to collect from the Yisomim even without a Shvua. So this chazaka is even stronger than a shtar. What's a shtar? A shtar is a din of Eidim. A shtar is just as strong as Eidim. So this chazaka is better than a shtar, better than Eidim. It's the strongest possible chazaka. If Vimkein makam mibayilei. What? So what's the shaili here? Hapshita demigo makam edim lo aminan. Kolshkin makam chazaka da'adifa tfei. If you're not going to say, if you have a migo versus edim, let's say a guy says, believe me with taina A because I could have said taina B. And then edim come along and say, taina A is false. He's lying. So we for sure believe the Edom. We don't listen to his Migo. The Edom for sure beat out the Migo. So if Edom are going to beat out a Migo, and Edom equals Shtar, so Shtar beats out a Migo, and this Chazaka is even stronger than a Shtar, so then of course this Chazaka should beat out the Migo. The Migo should be worthless, because you have a Chazaka, you know the Prayer Talks Mano. Big fat question mark. That's Tosus Kasha. It says Tosus for Omeri, the Lo Kasha Klal. It doesn't bother me at all. Devadai Edim Adifi Michazaka. Edim are better than a Chazaka. The Yamri Shaparu Afilu Betochazman, Pater. The Yamri Afilu Achazman Yadanu Shalaparu, Hayagov Minayisom below Shvua. Umashit Sark Shvua, the Yeshlo Shtar, Zelufisha Eno Mochiach Mitochashtar. He says, really, Edim, of course, are the strongest. And they're stronger than a Chazaka, they're stronger than anything. And therefore, generally speaking, a Shtar equals Edim, a Shtar should be stronger than anything. Why when you're collecting from Yisomim, if you have a shtar, do you still need a shvua? Shouldn't we say you have the strongest possible thing in your hand, and that's a shtar? So you shouldn't need a shvua? Meaning this chazaka doesn't require you to take a shvua. If you have this chazaka in your hand, at the end of the paraitos mano, it doesn't require you to take a shvua. So why by a shtar do you need to take a shvua? So says tells us very simply, because the shtar doesn't directly contradict anything. V'she'eino mochiach mitoch shtar in part of the imlav. The shtar itself doesn't specifically say that it hasn't been paid. The shtar is not evidence that it hasn't been paid. It's just evidence that a loan was made. If it was paid, why does the lender still have the shtar? If it was paid, shouldn't he have given it back? No, that happens sometimes. The zimn desire le apshiti de safra. Sometimes you hang on to the shtar until the borrower agrees to pay for the sofer fees, or whatever it is, there are reasons that you have the shtar. But the reason that when you collect from your someone with the shtar, you're going to need a shvua, is because the shtar is not direct evidence that the loan has not been paid. Had it been direct evidence that the loan was not paid, of course you wouldn't need a shvua. And that's why you don't need a shvua by this chazaka. But it does not mean that this chazaka in Adam Perei Tochzman is actually stronger than a shtar. It's certainly not stronger than a shtar. So anyway, that's the Gemara's kasha. Do we say Mali Lishakar Makam Edim or Chazaka or not? Is Chazaka versus Amigo, which wins? So the Gemara is going to bring three rayas. Raya number one from our Mishnah. Tashma, b'cheskas shenasnat shiavi raya shalonasan. So we said that if a wall falls down, you can force the other neighbor in the chatzar to help you build it up until the first four amos at least. And we assume that he has paid for the construction of the first four amos, unless you're able to prove that he has not paid for the construction of the first four amos. Say, Chidami, what's the case where we're making these assumptions? Ilem shetavu la'achazman, mamar lo particha bizmani, pshita. If your first toveah him well after the time it was due, a couple of weeks after the wall is already built, and the guy claims, well, I've already paid it bitochazman. I already paid it on time. So then of course he's going to be believed. Why should he not be believed to say he paid it on time? Then of course he's becheskas that he paid it. It must be that you're toveah him after this man, and he's claiming that he paid it bitochazman, that he paid back early. And we see that we do believe him. Apparently that Migo that, believe me that I paid Bitochazman, Migo that I could have said I paid at the Zman, is good even b'makom mali l'sha, even b'makom chazaka, even when there's a chazaka against it that ain't adam perei tochzmano. So apparently we see we're going to believe him. It's a raya that the migo is going to win. And says Gemara, no, shiny hachal to call shafa v'shafa zimnehu. Like we said yesterday, over here is different because there is no set zman. Each row is its own zman, so there is no real tochazman, and therefore you're not dealing with a case of a guy claiming. There is no real case of claiming he paid b'tochazman. Whenever he says he paid is really part of the Zman. So therefore it's always as if he paid Bizmano. Tashma Raya number two. Midal Ramos Lamala in Mechayv Noso. That if you want to build the wall higher than four Amos, you can't be Mechayv the guy to help you build the wall higher than four Amos. Samach Lokos Alacher. But once he starts building his own wall parallel to the wall that you've built in between the two chatzeros, and he makes his wall that's parallel higher than four amos, so it makes it very evident that he's trying to build himself a little guest house or something in the backyard, so then he's going to have to contribute to the construction of the original wall as well. But we assume that he has not paid for that, he has not chipped in, achiyavi raya shenasan, until he's able to bring a raya that he in fact has chipped in. So hechidami, if the case is that the guy is tovea him after the zman and he says, no, I paid it on time, well, why wouldn't he be believed? You're always believed to say that you paid on time. It must be that he's claiming he paid it early. And we see he's not believed. He says he paid it early, and we don't believe him. I, as a migo, that he could have said he paid it on time. Doesn't matter. We have a chazaka in other paratoks mano. He's claiming he paid it early. We don't believe him. So you see that we don't take the migo. The chazaka beats out the migo, and it's a raya number two. So answers the gemara. No, shayniach adamar miyemer the mechayvili rabbanon. Now over here we assume that there's stronger reason for him not to pay back early. I mean, it could be normally the chazaka in other paratoks mano is not going to be strong enough to beat out a migo, but over here the chazaka in other paratoks mano is so much stronger, because over here there's no reason for him to pay, there's an even stronger reason for him not to pay b'toch hazman, namely he doesn't even know if he's going to be chayv. If I borrow money and I set a time that I need this money for 6 months, so I know that eventually I'm going to have to pay back this money, there's no getting out of it. The guy I borrowed the money could die, I would still have to pay back the money, I have to pay back to the Yisomim, there's no getting out of this, I will have to pay back this money. So then there's at least a possibility that I'll pay back b'toch hazman. But over here I don't even know if the rabbis are ever going to be mechayev me to pay for this wall. I don't know this halacha. Who knows that just because I build a parallel wall, that all of a sudden old chiyuvim are going to come back and I'm going to have to start paying for the wall that I was originally putter from. So I don't think I'm going to have to pay for it. The guy's going to have to take me to Beis Din before I agree to pay for it, because I don't believe that I'm going to have to pay for it. So then the chazaka in other prayer tochzmano is all the stronger, because why would he pay back early if he doesn't even believe he's ever going to have to pay back at all? Fractosos. Right, the Gemara had said that if he says that he paid it on time, then of course he should be believed. Have a matzli shnuy hadik tani b'cheska shalom nasan haynu b'toch zmano o b'zmano va'amar paraticha b'toch hazman delek amigo k'depricious la'el. Meaning, the Gemara could have simply answered that when we say that it's a chazaka that the guy has not yet paid for the extension above four amos on the wall, that's if the claim against him was made either b'toch zmano or b'zmano, where he has no migo. Meaning, the Gemara works with the assumption that the guy was to la'acharzman. Who says? Maybe he was toveya bizman, and therefore I don't have a migo. When I said I paid b'toch money, I'm not going to be believed, because I can't say I paid it on time, because today is on time. Avla acharzman avi b'cheska shenasim demakum chazak amrin mali l'shaker. But it could be la'acharzman avi nuchinami, he'd be believed. So that's what the Gemara could have answered to this raya. The Gemara could have said, the raya that we try to bring from the Sefer of the Mishnah makes an assumption that he was Toveh al-Achazman. But there's no reason to make that assumption. Maybe he was Toveh b'Sochazman or Bizman, and that's why there's no Migo, and that's why he's not believed. But Einachinami, if he was Toveh al-Achazman and there was a Migo, he would be believed. So why doesn't the Gemara just answer that to the raya? Why doesn't the Gemara give that very basic answer? But we'd rather say because that's a svara that helps us out with Abaye and Rava from yesterday's daf. Right, Abaye and Rava both say that people do pay back early. So we brought as a kasha on them the safe of our Mishnah, and we needed that svara of that the guy's going to think to himself, I don't think I'm ever going to be chayiv in order to be mataritz Abaye v'Rava. So we prefer that svara of miyemer demechayiv li rabbanon. Okay, raya number three. Amrle Rav Acha Breid, this is the only raya that's not directly from our Mishnah. Amrle Rav Acha Breid, Rav Leravashi, Tashma, money li biyadcha. Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me $100. Amrlo Hin, Shimon says, that's absolutely right, I owe you $100. Lamach Amrlo, the next day Reuven comes to Shimon and says, okay, remember the $100 you told me you owe me yesterday? Tenayuli, I'd like it now, can you please give it to me? Im Amr Nasatev Lach Pater. Shimon says, what do you mean, I already gave it to you? So then he's Pater, because we believe him. Ein lecha biyadi chayev. If he says, what do you mean, I don't have it, then he's going to be chayev. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out what these phrases mean. Nasativ lach, in the Chabiyadi. So what we might think it means is going to be the Maskana of the Gemara. So the Gemara is first going to make an assumption of what it means, which is not what our intuitive thinking might have been. So my love, isn't the difference between Nesatav Lach and in the Chabiyadi the following? That Nesatav Lach, the Amrle Paraticha Bizmani, that Nesatav Lach means I paid it back on time. In the Chabiyadi, the Amrle Paraticha Bizmani. And in the Chabiyadi means I paid it back early. So you see that when the guy says Nasatav Lach, he's going to be Pater, meaning when he says he paid it back on time, he's believed, he's Pater. When he says he paid it back early, he's going to be Chayiv, he's not going to be believed. V'katani Chayiv, it says he's going to be Chayiv when he paid it back early. Alma b'makom chazak alar min mali l'shaker. Even though he has a migo that he could have said he paid it back on time, because after all, it's been 24 hours since he admitted to owing the money, so he could have said he paid it back on time. So migo that he could have said he paid it back on time, we believe in that he paid it back, or we should believe him that he paid it back early, yet we don't believe him because we have a chazaka and adam paret of zmano. Nobody pays back early. So you see the chazaka beats out the migo. It's raya number 3, and this raya is that the chazaka wins, chazaka beats out the migo. So says Gemara, no, that's not at all what's going on over here. We're not translating the phrases correctly. The satav lach and en l'chabiyadi have nothing to do with zmano, tok zmano has nothing to do with it. My en l'chabiyadi, you know what en l'chabiyadi means? Lo hay dvar mi'olam. En l'chabiyadi means all of a sudden he has amnesia. He forgot that he ever owed the guy money. He says, I never met you. I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrowed money from you. But yesterday you told him that you owed him the money. So now you're going to be chayiv. Damar mar, kala omer lo levisi, kama lo prati dami. Whenever you say, I didn't borrow the money, it's as if you say, I didn't pay back the money. And we know you borrowed the money, because yesterday you told him that you owed him the money. So whenever you say, now you're saying, I didn't borrow the money, that's the same thing as saying, I never paid it back, and therefore you owe him the money. Frank tells us, why do we need this last phrase in the Gemara? Without kalamalo levisi kamalo prati dami, without that last phrase, we're totally fine over here. Ein lechabiyadi means lahoy dvar me'alam. I got it. That's why you're chayiv. Because yesterday you said you owe him the money. Today you're denying the whole thing. So you already mowed that. You can't deny the whole thing right now. Why does the Gemara have to add in that phrase, kalamalo levisi kamalo prati dami? Tosos points out, in other places in Shas where we have that phrase, it's necessary. We do need it. But not over here. Look at Tosfos. Kol Omer Lelevisi, Hiksha Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Mat Tzarich Kan Latam Kol Omer. Why do we need the reason of Kol Omer Lelevisi Kol Omer Leparati? Havada Kivin Shekvar Hoda Sulam Ha'am Lomer Shlo Lava. Obviously, if he already admitted yesterday that he owes the money, he's not going to be believed to say that he never borrowed the money. Debish Lama B'Shvuas. I understand very well in the Gemara in Shvuas Tzarich La'itai Masham Lo Mani LiBiyadcha. We need this reason of Kolam Lo Levis Kam Lo Parati because the case over there is Reuven says Shimon you owe me $100. Va'alomer LaHadam and Shimon says I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrowed any money from you. Va'asu Edim Va'amri Ra'inu Shalava Upara and then Edim come and say. It's not Lahadam. No, he definitely borrowed the money. But then the Edim say, we also saw that he paid back the money as well. So, Hashta Hadakamri Saadi Shalava Mehemni, Vadakamri Para Lo Mehemni. We're going to believe the Edim that the loan occurred. We're not going to believe the Edim that he paid back the money. Because he himself contradicted their claim that he paid back the money, Damar lo levisi, because he said he never borrowed. And Va'omer lo levisi, Komer lo parati dami. When you say you never borrow, it's the same thing as saying you never paid back. So over there you understand very well why you need the klal of kolam lo levisi kolam lo prati dami. If you don't say kolam lo levisi kolam lo prati dami, in that case I would say believe the edim. The edim said that he borrowed the money and he paid it back. So mimanafshuk, you believe the edim, you believe him. No matter who you believe, he doesn't owe the money. But comes along kolam lo levisi kolam lo prati dami and says no. If you believe him, he does owe the money because he says lo levisi, and we know that he did borrow, and therefore the phrase lo levisi, we translate that to mean lo parati, that I never paid it back. I the edim say he paid it back, but he have odos baldin. It's kamei edim that he didn't pay it back. So that's where you need kolam lo levisi kolam lo parati. But over here, the phrase kolam lo levisi kolam lo parati is completely extra. It's totally superfluous. We don't need it at all. So says Tosfos, va'omeri de istrich lashmi inan de lomatzi v'meimar ha'omer lo levisi lo shalo lava klal el ki ilu lo levisi l'fisha parati. That we need the phrase kolam lo levisi because so that one should not say that someone who says lo levisi does not mean that he didn't borrow at all. Rather, he means to say it's as if I didn't borrow because I didn't pay back. Right, because I did pay back already. One might have understood when the guy says lo levisi, that's his way of saying I paid it back. Not that he really means he never paid it back, that he never borrowed. He means to say, it's ki'ilu, I never borrowed the money because I've already paid back the money. That's how one might have interpreted lo levisi, meaning, and therefore even in our case, where on Monday he says he owes the money, and on Tuesday he says lahadam. Maybe lahadam means, it's ki'ilu lahadam because I paid you back last night. So one might have had such a havamina. That's why the Gemara throws in the phrase kalomer lo levisi komer lo prati dami. No, when you say lo levisi, it's not as if you're saying yes, I borrowed but I paid it back. It's as if you're saying I didn't pay it back, and therefore he's not going to be believed. That's why we need the phrase kalomer lo levisi komer lo prati dami. Vayter in the Gemara. Once he puts his second wall parallel to the wall that's between the two chatzeros, now he's going to have to pay for the first wall as well. If he starts constructing a second wall, even if it doesn't parallel the first wall entirely, let's say he only builds it halfway across the chatzer, or only three quarters of the way up, right? He's not done yet, so he's still going to have to pay for the entire expense of the full height and length of the first wall. Rav Nachman says, no. We have to look at where he plans on stopping. If he only builds a wall halfway across the chatzer, and therefore he only plans on using the wall, half of the wall that's between the two chatzeros, he only needs to pay for half of the wall between the two chatzeros. For whatever he was somech his kosel, he's going to be chayiv to contribute to the first kosel. For whatever part he wasn't somech his kosel, he's not going to be chayiv to contribute to the first kosel. Moda Rav Huna b'karnav alufta, but Rav Huna is moda that you're not going to have to pay for the whole thing when there's karnav alufta. Karnav alufta, Tosos explains, karnav is leheker shlo yarech hachom yosef shabasofo so kosel shesomech kaifei lekarnav klapei kosel shel chavero. Karnav is you corner off the wall, so it's evident that you don't plan on building it any further. So if you built the wall halfway across the chatzer, why does Rav Huna say you're still going to have to pay for the entire first wall? Because we don't believe that you're done building yet. We think you're going to continue building all the way across the entire chatzer. But Rav Huna's moda that if you make a keren, if you make a corner where it makes it very clear that you're not going to build any further, so then you're only going to be chayiv for that amount of the first wall and not anymore. What's lufta? So it says Tosfos, for lufta havi heker shlo yagbia kosel yoser. Lufta is a heker that you're not going to make it higher. Let's say the original wall was 10 amos high. You build this wall 7 amos high. And so Rav Huna said, nah, you're still going to have to pay for the full 10 amos of the first wall because we believe that you're going to extend this wall up until 10 amos high. But if you do something to make it very evident that you're not going to build it above these 7 amos, you make a lufta, whatever that is, some type of heker in the top of the wall that you only make on tops of walls, right? You put a molding on the top that you would only put on the top of a wall that you would never put anywhere else besides for the top of a wall. So then it's evident that you don't plan on building the wall any higher, even Rav Huna's moda, that you only have to pay up until that height. Moda Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman's moda on the other side, ba'afrizu v'kavata d'kshuri, with afrizu and kavata d'kshuri. What does that mean? So again, back in Tosfos, says Tosfos, Moda Rav Nachman ba'afrizu he heker she'ya'arich adayin ha'kosel. It's a way of making it evident that you plan on continuing to build the wall further across the field. You know how you can tell it's the middle of construction? If the bricks aren't evened out at the end, right? There's still one protruding, one in, one protruding. So obviously they plan on continuing the brickwork across the rest of the chatzer. So in that case, even Rav Nachman will be moda that you're still going to have to pay for the whole wall. You certainly plan on extending it. What's a kvata de kshuri? Hainu sha'asa makom ha'nachas rashe kuros. You make a place to rest the beams that you're going to make the ceiling out of. Right? And those beams are much higher up than the current wall is. If you make a place for the beams to rest, and it's much higher up than the current wall is, so obviously you plan on building your wall much higher. So Rav Nachman's moda, if you do something in the construction that makes it evident that you plan on extending the wall either across the whole chatzer or higher, then you're going to have to pay for the entire first wall, not only what you built until that point. Amar Rav Huna, Beikoi lo avi chazaka. A beikoi is not a chazaka. What's a beikoi? So says Rashi. Shimon, third to the last skinny line. Shimon sheik bia kosal hacholik b'chatzer l'mala midalad amos. Shimon raises the wall between the two chazeros higher than 4 amos. V'asabo chalonos l'tzad Ruvain la nachas rosh ekoros. He makes these little windows on Ruvain's side so that Ruvain could put beams in the windows. Not windows to look through, windows to place beams to rest in. K'moshi Rashi. Lo avi chazaka l'gabe Ruvain lomar anisi atich l'agbio. Reuven can't use those windows as a raya that he must have helped pay for the wall. Meaning, one might have thought Reuven could say, why do you think Shimon left these windows for me to rest my beams? Obviously, he did it from it. I'm the only one that's going to benefit from these windows. Why would he leave it there? Obviously, because I paid for the wall and I asked him to do it. So that should be a raya that I've already paid for the wall, and you should believe me that I've already paid for it. Had I not helped you, you never would have made me a place to rest my beams. Shim avo lismach lo kos lach lach zman shetin la tikra vi afal gaf de misnach be himlati him the sarm of him shnosen bitzide achorim lahagin al rasha akuros velomas in the meruven he loved the seba dach lo trach to kol ay tircha. And even if he put some sort of protection on those windows or something where it's going to be evident that he plans on having beams there, still Reuven can't come with such a taina. Be koi lo lavi chazaka afal gaf davi be himlati damalei amina lechi piastali lo litrashi say. Why? Why is he not believed? Why is Reuven not believed to say he paid back? And after all, the greatest raya is that you left these windows for me? Because Shimon could say, you know why I left those windows for you? Because I know that one day you might want to build something. And if you want to build something, I don't want to have to deconstruct my wall and start destroying it in order to create the windows. So I make it in a way that it's going to be able to, when you decide that you're going to want to contribute and you're going to want to use it, then it will be easier to adapt. But not because you've already paid for me, it's because I'm anticipating what might happen in the future. Very important Rashi before we see the next few lines of Gemara. The Gemara is going to talk about Cheskas Tashmishin, that if you use something that belongs to somebody else, at what point do we have a Chazaka that it's yours, that you have the right to do that? So says Rashi, Kol chazakos halal d'shmaitin einon chazakos shaloshanim. All the chazakos we're about to discuss are not cheskas gimel shanim. T'lo shayich shaloshanim gabi cheskas karka shemachzik besad chavero. Cheskas gimel shanim is only shayich when you try to take someone else's karka. Right? You try to show that you are the owner of someone else's land, someone else's home. You have to live there for 3 years. You claim that you bought it from the guy. Aval hach over here, that's not what we're talking about. V'cheskas tashmishin bi'alma mairi. We're talking about cheskas tashmishin, a chazaka of usage. Shemishtamish b'shel chaveru. Chazaka that I'm allowed to use your property. I'm admitting that it's your property. I'm not claiming that I own the property. It's your property. It's just that I have a chazaka that I have reshus to use it. U'b'sha achas mishtamish b'fun of v'shosek. Have your chazaka. And if I use it for a single moment and you don't say a word, I don't need 3 years. I just need a single moment that I'm using your property and you don't say anything about it, so then it's going to be a chazaka. Rashi continues, V'taymu mishum damrinu lo shavik inish l'shtamushe b'tok shalo tashma shalkaviyus b'lo rishuso. And the svara behind this chazaka is a person would never let you just come into his property and do a tashma shalkaviyus without his rishus. V'kivin the mishtamish zel l'fan of v'shosik. So if you are using my property and I'm not saying a word about it, Yeshlomar did not follow Rishos Mimenu, it must be that either I gave you permission, O Nasal Mamon U Machalo Tashmish Zeh, or you paid me for this Tashmish, I sold you the rights to this usage. Vahani Mili Davi Chazakon Shetoin U Machali O Nasal Matana Avlim Tan Nishtamashti Befana Vishasak El Chazaka. However, although you don't need Gimel Shanim, says Rashi, you do need a Taina. You can't just say, well, I was here and he never said anything. I have to say, you were mochel to me, you sold me the right to use it, I have to have some sort of taina. So whereas the whole third parak of this Masechta is going to be about cheskas gimel shanim, which requires two things, you need gimel shanim and a taina, chazak sheni mo taina is not a chazaka, over here by cheskas tashmishin, you don't need gimel shanim, but you do need a taina. A taina is absolutely necessary when it comes to this. Now you'll notice from Kiveger points you the Kaman Chav Gimel Amaral of Tosos Tivra Maskel Vaha. So in that Tosos quotes the Rivam that Kivut Shlobala Hachzik Bekarka Shalchaver Velomer Shalohu El Tashmish Bialma Shenena Mimena Mo Elis Chazaka Shalobetaina. The Rivam disagrees with Rashi. He says not only don't you need Gimel Shanim, you don't even need a Taina, because you're just trying to show that you're allowed to use it, and the fact that he didn't say anything is enough. You don't need to say you bought the rights to use it, that he was ever explicitly mochel. The fact that he didn't say anything, that's mechila. So you don't need a taina of why I'm allowed to use it. I'm allowed to use it because he hasn't said anything. I've always been using it. I've always done this. Right? Shilas like this come up all the time. Person said, this is what I've been doing, and no one's ever said anything. Now you're going to stop me? I've been doing this for years. I don't have a taina of why it's okay. Right, I've been doing it for years in your property and you never stopped me before. Right, I've been using your backyard as a shortcut for years. And you never told me that I'm not allowed to use your backyard as a shortcut. Now all of a sudden you tell me you're mochel that ishtamshus. So let's see what the Gemara say about it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Achzik Lehordi, if you have a chazaka that you're cheskas ishtamshus, that you're allowed to put thin beams on the resting on the guy's wall, lo achzik lekshuri, that does not allow you to put the thicker beams. Lekshuri achzik lehordi, but if you've been using the thicker beams, then certainly you're allowed to downgrade to the thinner beams, which aren't going to be as heavy. Rav Yosef Amar achzik lehordi, achzik lekshuri. Rav Yosef says it works in both directions. Ikadam Yam Rav Nachman, achzik lehordi, achzik lekshuri, lekshuri achzik lehordi. Others say that Rav Nachman is one that said that it works in both directions. Amar Rav Nachman, achzik lenatvi, achzik leshavchi. If you have a chazaka for gutters that are no tafe, which are that the rain will go off of your roof across the entire length of the guy's field. So then achzik l'shavchi, then you can have a gutter that pours out into one location, into one spot where all the water is going to go into that one spot, and it's not going to go across his entire chatzar, because that's even better for him. If he allowed me to have the rain drip off my roof throughout his entire chatzar, of course he's going to allow it in just one spot. So then I'm okay. Achzik l'shavchi l'achzik l'natvi, but in the reverse, it's not okay. Rav Yosef Amar Afilu Achzik L'Shavchi Achzik L'Natvi Ikadam Rav Nachman Achzik L'Shavchi Achzik L'Natvi L'Natvi Achzik L'Shavchi Av L'Tzrif Adur V'Nilo. Others say that Rav Nachman also works in both directions. The only thing that it won't work for is Tzrif Adur V'Ni. Tzrif Adur V'Ni is 5 days from Rishonim, exactly what it is. Rashi says you use leaves of an Arava, and therefore it causes a lot of drops to come down very quickly, meaning it's something that does not, it's a roof type of roof that really doesn't absorb any water at all, so it immediately lets all the water out, so it creates a much bigger problem in the other guy's chatzar. Other Rishonim say it's a circular roof, so whereas a regular roof just has two ends and that's where all the water comes down, over here it comes down on all sides, so it's going to cause all sorts of problems. Whatever it is, it's worse than both Shavchi and Natvi. Rav Yosef Amar Afil Tzrif Adorvini. Rav Yosef says no, once water is going into his field, even Tzrif Adorvini is okay. Avad Rav Yosef Uvdu B'Tzrif Adorvini. Rav Yosef even passing like that Alach L'maisa. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Barvua, Hamaskar Bayis L'Chaveru B'Biru Gedola. If a person rents a house to his friend in a large building, Mishtamish B'Zizel B'Ksaleha Ad Dal Ramos, he's allowed to use the little protrusions from the walls to hang things on, and the walls themselves, the depth of the walls, if there are cracks in the walls, to keep things in up until 4 amos. Uba'ove akosel b'makom shenago, and even on the top of the walls, the thickness on the top of the wall, he's allowed to keep his stuff up there, if that's the minhag that people use the tops of the walls. Aval b'tarbet zapadni lo, but the garden he's not allowed to use. Right, the people when they build a bira, Rashi says they would make a beautiful garden in the front for air, and they would grow beautiful flowers and whatever, it would look very nice. So he can't start using the walls over there of the garden to hang his kalim. It's going to ruin the whole thing. Is that it should look nice from the street, that it should look beautiful. So he can't ruin it by hanging his stuff. Rav Nachman didam Rafil b'tarbet zapani. Rav Nachman himself said, even if he wants to use the garden, it's fine. Aval ruchava shachori abatim lo, but the backyard he shouldn't use. V'ravam Rafil ruchava shachori abatim. Rav says even the backyard's fine. Am Ravina, haik shur de metalalta ad tlasin yom lavi chazaka. The shur de metalalta says Tosos. We're talking about beams, so for 30 days not a good chazaka, basar tlasin yamin havi chazaka. After 30 days it is a chazaka, meaning if I rest my beams on somebody else's wall, so for the first 30 days we assume he's not going to say anything because he doesn't think I'm really going to keep it there for that long. After 30 days, once it's been kavua there for a long time, so then he knows I'm going to keep it there, he didn't say anything, now I have a chazaka. Says Tosos, Om Rabbein Atam Tamas Nisim Kai Da'ad Shloshim Yom Lavi Chazaka Vavi Becheska Shlo Nasan Mikan Ve'elach Havi Becheska Shnasan Vasi Shapir Dinak Tehacha Ve'lo Becheska Sabatim. Meaning, Tosfos says, what's this doing over here? Why is this sugya mentioned right here on our Mishnah? So he says it relates very much to our Mishnah, because we have to figure out whether he paid for it or not. Do we have a chazaka that he's paid for the usage or that he hasn't paid for the usage? So since after 30 days he's becheskas that he's allowed to use it, it's also becheskas that he's paid to use it, that he's paid whatever fee is necessary. The sukkah, the mitzvah, he ad shavuz yomin lavi chazaka basar shavuz yomin havi chazaka. Now if it's a sukkah that you use for sukkahs, so then up until 7 days it's not a chazaka, because the guy assumes, why should I make a big tumult about the fact that he has his sukkah resting on my wall? It's only going to be a week, I could put up with it for a week. But then after the week is over, and the sukkah is still there, so then I should say something if I have a problem with it. So we have a chazaka that that it must be okay if after a week I still don't say anything. Says Tosos, a week is lav dafka. Tosos says lav dafka shiva de b'shmini atzeres lo yichalistar. You're not allowed to take down the sukkah on shmini atzeres. So a week is lav dafka because shmini atzeres the sukkah's got to stay up anyway. I mean, this is forgetting chutzlar, the fact that you use the sukkah on shmini atzeres. Even assuming Eretz Yisrael that you're not using the sukkah on shmini atzeres, you still can't take it down. It's still yantif. So you can't take down the sukkah and shmini atzeres. V'chabri betina li'altra v'chazaka. And if you use cement to attach it, so then it's going to be a chazaka immediately. Because if you see that the guy is cementing his sukkah into your wall, you should have a havamina that maybe he's not just using it for this week. Amar Abayi, shnei batim b'shnei tzidu Rosh Hashanah. If you have two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah, so the tops on the roofs, the people use the roofs for private tashmishin, and we're afraid that the two roofs are going to look into each other. So what do? Zeh samaka l'chatzi, but you can't just build a wall in between because there's a Rosh Hashanah in between, right? They're 20 feet, 30 feet apart from each other, the roofs. So what do? Zeh samaka l'chatzi gagov, zeh samaka l'chatzi gagov, zeh shalok neged, zeh umadif. One guy builds a wall on the east side of his roof, the other one running along the west side of his roof, and they each go a little bit past the midpoint, because otherwise at an angle you'll be able to see. So they each go a little bit past the midpoint, then they won't be able to see on each other's roofs anymore. So, why is it tough if there's a Rosh Hashanah in between them? Anything, any space in between them, any gap, even if it's a Rosh Hashanah, it should be, you should have the same halacha. So it says, no, Rosh Hashanah is Shrichalei. Now, the Chiddush is even in Rosh Hashanah, because now the Tehman name Leso Sof Habaz, the Sanuim Mimre Rosh Hashanah, I might think that Reuven could tell Shimon, why don't you build the entire wall on your roof? Because anyway, you're going to have to build an entire wall on your roof, because you don't want people in the Rosh Hashanah to see you. And therefore comes to tell me, he could say, no, I'm not going to build a wall to block the B'nai Rosh Hashanah from seeing me, because they anyway only see me during the daytime, not during the nighttime. You see me daytime and nighttime. Inami, Rabim ki kamina chazuli, ki asimnali lo chazuli. Ki asimna lo chazuli. The Rabim only see me when I stand up, because they're looking from all the way down there. But when I sit down on my roof, they don't see me. So when I'm sunbathing on my roof, the Rabim doesn't see me. You see me whether I'm standing up or sitting down. So I dafka need a wall to protect me from you. The rabbim also only see me if they stretch their necks to look up at me. You see me just by walking around on your roof. So I need extra protection from you. Pshita. Frankly, isn't it obvious that each one contributes exactly half? So says Mar Lo Tzricha, the Kadam Chadminai Vavid. One guy already built his half. Mal Detayman, namely Idach Shakul Zimka Vavde Ad Kulei. I might think the other guy could say, look, you already started building. Why don't you take the expenses? I'll pay you for the expenses, but you build the rest of it in your roof. Kamashmalan Damle Ad My Time Lo Vad Mishum Dimitra Ashisei Chananami Mitra Le Ashisei. Kamashmalan, the other one could say, why didn't you want to build it? Because it's going to ruin your walls. I also don't want to ruin my walls. I don't want to put that much weight on my walls. So I only meant to build half. It's a good kasha why it is that there's such a havamina, that just because the guy built half, that the other one should be able to say, once you built half, you should build the whole thing. If the halach is that he's supposed to build half, so he did exactly what he's supposed to do. So you look at Tosfos discusses it. We don't have time for it now. Bez Hashem will pick up from there tomorrow. Thank you.